And then we can test it out once we've done that and see how it would move around. And so at this point, the computer is procedurally animating this creature. It's looking at whatever I've designed, it'll actually bring it to life. And I can see how it might dance, how it might show emotions, how it might fight. So see, it's attacking with its two mouths there. I can even have it pose for a photo. Snap a little photo of it. So anyway, then I bring this back into the game. It's born, and I play the next generation of my creature through evolution. Now, again, the empathy that the players have when they create the content is tremendous. Now, when players create content in this game, it's automatically sent up to a server and then redistributed to all the other players transparently. So, in fact, as I'm kind of interacting in this world with other creatures, these creatures are transparently coming from other players as they play. So the process of playing the game is the process of building up this huge database of content. And pretty much everything you're going to see in this game, there's an editor for in the game that the player can create, you know, all the way up through civilization. Here's my baby. When I eat, I'll actually start growing. This is the next generation. But I'm going to skip way ahead here. Now, normally what would happen is these creatures would kind of work their way up, eventually become intelligent. I'd start dealing with tribes, cities, and civilizations of them over time. I'm going to skip way ahead here to the space phase. Eventually, they would go out into space and start colonizing and exploring the universe. Now, really, in some sense, I want the players to be building this world in their imagination and then extracting it from them, you know, with the least amount of pain. So that's kind of what these tools are about, are how do we make the gameplay, you know, basically the player's imagination amplifier? And how do we make these tools, these editors, something that, in fact, are actually just as fun as the game itself? So this is the planet that we've been playing on up to this point in the game. So far, the entire game has been played on the surface of this little world here. Now, at this point, we're actually dealing with a very little toy planet. Almost, again, like the Montessori toy idea. You know, what happens if you give somebody a toy planet, you know, and let them play with a lot of dynamics on it? You know, what could they discover? What might they learn on this? This world was actually extracted from the player's imagination, so this is the planet that the player evolved on. So things like the buildings, and the vehicles, the architecture, civilizations were all designed by the player up to this point. So here's a little city with some of our guys kind of walking around in it. Well, most games kind of put the player in the role of Luke Skywalker, and you know, this protagonist playing through this story. Really, this is more about putting the player in the role of George Lucas. You know, I want them, after they played this game, to have extracted an entire world that they're now interacting with.